KFIW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News
app.
I'm Justin Finch. President Biden in Europe. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze with him in London.
President Biden kicking off a three-country trip to Europe, meeting with UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak as he seeks to shore up support for Ukraine ahead of a critical NATO summit. The president also set to meet with King Charles for the first time since the monarch was crowned in May, a symbolic visit to build their personal relationship and highlight the fight against climate change.
Philadelphia authorities investigating the 4th of July holiday shootings that left five people dead now say the gunman killed one of the victims almost two full days before the mass shooting, for which police still have not revealed a motive. Heavy rain spawning extreme flooding in New York's Hudson Valley, killing at least one person, a woman who drowned after being swept away trying to evacuate her home. This is ABC News. Two manhunts for murder suspects underway. Michael Burham escaped from a Pennsylvania jail last week, and authorities in California are looking for Eric Ibrill, who got away from deputies taking him back to jail from a medical center near Sacramento. New revelations in an alleged hazing scandal now triggering the president of Northwestern University to consider a harsher penalty for Pat Fitzgerald, already suspended 2 weeks following a six-month probe. The school paper now putting out an interview with the whistleblower, who also spoke with ESPN's Adam Rittenberg.
The person who came forward with these allegations, you know, isn't just relaying anecdotes. You know, there's a lot of details into how this was done. And he described it to me as a very organized form of hazing that went on in the program even before he got there, that he spoke to players who had finished their careers in 2014, 2016, who said similar things had gone on.
Justin Finch, ABC News.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. The Seymour Police Department is asking for your help in finding a man who totaled a fence at the Outagamie County Fairgrounds. The incident happened Saturday, July 8th, when a driver drove his pickup truck over a fence, causing severe damage. Authorities are asking those with information to please contact the Seymour Police Department. An Outagamie County restaurant is feeding kids in need this summer. According to WLUK News, the Otter Creek Sports Bar and Grill of Hortonville is trying to help put food in the stomachs of kids who might not be eating as well during summer break, when both parents are working. Owner Judy Peterson says they are trying to get kids nutritious meals, primarily in the age range of 5 to 16. The sports bar has also taken donations from customers who have helped lend a hand. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Get ready, country fans, because Tyler Farr is coming to heat up the summer on August 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha.
Whiskey in the Water.
With hit singles such as Redneck Crazy, Whiskey in My Water, and his brand new single, Rednecks Like Me. Tickets will be on sale June 30th by calling Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha or by visiting the Rewards Club booth. Then, because fun has no age limit, we'll be opening our concert up to everyone. Enjoy a perfect summer night with food trucks and music, and mark your calendars for fun this summer with Tyler Farr at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha. Your place to play. Visit our website for more information. Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of July, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on July 29th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season,
From clipping your horse for competition season to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flint Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 a.m. and 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
We had cigarette breaks.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And boy, am I excited about my next guest. She is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful spirit. And you know, in life, You run across people who have had impacts. There are many people who have done tremendous and great things with their lives and their service to people in this society. But there are also those that, you know, you may not know much about, even though they've done these tremendous things with their lives and their dedication to humanity. And the one that's in the studio with me right now, Sister Edna Lonergan, has joined me, and I'm as excited about interviewing her as anybody I've had the opportunity to interview in my time in radio. She is the founder of the St. Anne Center. In over 40 years, they are in the business since St. Anne's Center opened in 1999 and is recognized as a global pioneer in the field of intergenerational care. We provide quality, compassionate care to children, frail elders, and adults of all ages with disabilities, regardless of their faith, culture, or ability to pay. Let me repeat that sentence. We provide quality, compassionate care to children, frail elders, and adults of all ages with disabilities, regardless of their faith, culture, or ability to pay. But St. Anne's story actually began in 1983 as a mission of the Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi. In the then new field of adult daycare, which was new back in those times, we learned about how and what convinced us that we had to add child care to our services and begin thinking intergenerational leaders. With that backdrop, I welcome Sister Edna to the Earl Ingram Show. Good morning to you, Sister. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, Earl.
I'm so honored to have you in the studio. I don't know what to do. Tell us a little bit about Sister Edna.
Well, I'm a gerontologist.
What is that?
By background, they study aging.
Okay.
And that's always been a favorite of mine. I have a background in nursing. I was a therapist and whatnot.
No, I want to go before that. Let's talk about Sister Edna before you all these accomplishments. Tell us about your background, where you're from, your family.
Well, I'm a Lonergan, so I'm very Irish.
Okay.
And I was born and raised in Massachusetts and came to the convent, decided at a very young age that this is what I wanted to do. So the home base for the community I wanted to join of the Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi was in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So I went from Massachusetts to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and learned how to be a sister. If you can ever learn how to be a sister, I don't know. But took vows when I was 21, and I've always had a love for the elderly. And, you know, I've had great aunts and uncles and wonderful that just showed me so much beauty and enrichment about being with people who are elderly.
So let me ask you, when you first mentioned to your mom and dad that you wanted to be a sister, a nun, what were their thoughts?
Well, I was kind of young.
Yeah, that's right.
But, you know, I can be stubborn. So this is something I really wanted to do. And I didn't want to leave my loving family. That was hard. But it had a great spirit about it, the community I joined in. It's a very Franciscan community, and I love the life and story of Francis. And how he helped the leopards and helped the underserved. That's what I wanted to do, help the underserved.
So for people who don't know about the Sisters of Francis of Assisi, tell us a little bit about that story.
Well, he was a young man who was a knight in shining armor, and he became ill during the war. And so he decided that he was going to be more enriched than just being a knight. He really wanted to be a man of God. And so he was very ill after he came back from the war, and he had a lot of time to think about what's really meaningful. And he went for a walk one day, and he saw Claire of Assisi washing the people leprosy. Thank you. And he just admired her and thought, that's really what I want to do. These people really need our help. And they would put them out of the city and away from their families, and all that was familiar to them. And they didn't have food or someone to care for them other than Claire of Assisi. And so Francis of Assisi admired that. So he decided that he would start a little brotherhood. He would give up all that was all his riches, all his dad's riches and whatnot. And as a poor man, reached out to the lepers and started bathing them and feeding them and giving them a life, telling them that they're loved by God. And this is what I want to do.
So all of that history that has stayed with you your entire life as you've attempted to replicate what he did and what he believed and what he thought and what clearly all of us have an assignment to do, serve those who are less fortunate than us. And you've taken that as a life's vocation and gone and gotten educated in all these other areas. Let's talk about the educational background you have now.
Well, the most meaningful one was the gerontology degree. It really helped me understand the greatest issues of confronting elderly. And I was the director of rehab for the Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi, and I noticed all the beautiful care that our sisters received. And then they went home and slept in their own beds at night. And I thought, why are we institutionalizing elderly when really all they need help with is a bath?
Right.
Or just something simple. And so I was, I decided to go and get a degree in gerontology. And so I went to North Texas State University every summer. And we, in a sociology class, we went to visit a woman who was taking care of three elderly men in her house. And so I thought, well, that's simple. They, you know, she would help them with whatever they might need during the day, a good meal and so forth. And then they'd go home and sleep in their own beds. I thought, that's what we can do. So I went back and asked the leadership of our congregation if we could start a daycare. And they said, yes, I could do that. So in the basement of our health center, I started a daycare. And it was just at that time
adult
for
daycare.
Elderly. Adult yes. daycare, correct. Well, you probably want to know how children got involved in the picture, but...
So before we do that, let's go to the phone lines quickly. Greg from Waukesha. Good morning to you, Greg. Thank you very much for the call. You want to say what, sir?
Good morning. First of all, I've met Sister Edna at the World Affairs Seminar. Sister Edna, I believe you talked last year or 2 years ago. It's a program at Carroll University for high school students, or one of your colleagues talked. But I believe I met you at that program. I don't know if that's correct or not, if you recall that. But I just want to say I love what St. Anne's does. Our World Affairs Seminar students actually got to take a tour of the center, I believe, a couple of years back. And I love Francis of Assisi, share the gospel, if necessary, use words. And this is exactly what, Sister Edna, this is exactly what you're doing. And I just had to call in because I'm like, I remember learning about this at the World Affairs Seminar a couple of years back. So thank you for the work that you're doing, Sister Edna, and God bless you.
Hey, Greg, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Sister.
Thank you very much. It isn't just me. It's a lot of people coming together that want to make a difference in the lives of our older adults, in the lives of our young children. You know, Pope Francis was out mingling about the crowd, and this little three-year-old girl broke away from her mom, ran up to the Pope, and gave him a big hug. And he went home. He was so impressed by that. He went home and wrote about it. And he was just so impressed at how important it is that children are part of our lives. They have wisdom to give to the elderly, and the elderly have wisdom to give to the children. But we've got to create an environment in which that can happen.
Listen, we've got to go to a break. I am joined by Sister Edna Lundgren.
Lonergan.
Lonergan. Okay, from St. Anne's. You can join us at 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country.
that cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show,
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed Group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with a high of 90. Southwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows level off around 64. Overcast skies. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow. Highs around 77. A blend of clouds and sun. Low 70s Wednesday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Warmer Thursday with highs in the upper 70s and storms. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 79.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
Ooh, yeah. I want to feel you next to me.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm joined by Sister Edna Lonergan, and she is the founder of St. Anne's Center for Intergenerational Care. And there's two locations, one on South
2801 East Morgan Avenue on the south side. And then 2450 North Avenue on the north side.
And how long ago did you found the first center?
1983. Well, the first center wasn't what we have today.
Right.
That is no longer. But the one the one that's presently is let's see. We open at 1983.
So you saw a need because there were nursing homes at that time.
Mm-hmm. We were the second highest users of nursing homes in the nation. Second highest users of nursing homes.
You mean in the state of Wisconsin?
Right.
So what were others doing instead? Keeping their loved ones at home? If there weren't nursing homes,
there were some adult daycare, but very few. It was just really people didn't really know about adult daycare.
So, what's the difference between an adult daycare and nursing home?
Well, in nursing home they stay there 24 hours. In adult daycare, they can stay from 6 in the morning till 5 at night, or sometimes even later, but it's daycare services. And most of the time, people don't need 24 hours of care. They need basic human needs, like a good dinner, someone to watch them so they don't hurt themselves.
And someone to interact with them.
And someone to have fun with.
Yes.
And it's amazing how they develop friendships.
Do you think that we as a society think that because people are elderly that, and I think it's a major mistake in the society that we overlook the elderly and we think that their capacity to love has diminished because of their age? You don't lose that, do you?
You know, the number one reason for people going to nursing homes is that they just can't take their own bath. Now, what kind of reason is that for them to be lifted and removed from all that's familiar to them, their friends, their neighbors, their family, the grocery store, the church, the school, everything that has been part of their life and an enrichment in their life, they're removed from. And I wouldn't want that for myself.
So I can tell you that my mom and my dad both ended up in nursing homes. And my mom, early stage dementia, it really was a difficult thing, and we could no longer deal with her at home because certainly needed special training and help to deal with her. But my dad, on the other hand, did not have dementia. My dad hated it, and he lived to be 94. He did not like it one bit. Being in the nursing home, it kind of took away his independence, and even to his death, he just felt like he lost a part of his life when he could no longer stay in his home, and he moved into a nursing home setting. And I know he wasn't alone in that feeling.
Well, you know, the number one reason, like I said, is just their inability to take their own bath. But that can be accommodated very easily. You know, like at St. Anne's, there isn't anything that I can think of that we don't have. You know, we even have an overnight respite. So if a caregiver gets sick or needs to go out of town or just needs a little break, you can leave your loved one with us in this 5-star hotel for up to 21 days or even longer if necessary.
You know, we're going to get into this 5-star hotel that is St. Anne's. It is absolutely spectacular. You didn't leave any amenity shorted. It's so beautiful and serene and peaceful. And how important was that in the development and the design of St. Anne's?
Well, you know, sometimes they think they're going to their hotel and that this is, you know, my loved one, you know, maybe is sick or my loved one's going out of town or has business or whatever. Oftentimes they understand that. And they don't want to leave their home, you know, but if they're going to some place, and we call it a hotel, you know, if they're going someplace that's beautiful, that because they can go to daycare during the day, so they're familiar with the territory, and then go upstairs and go to this really beautiful looking hotel.
It is absolutely every bit of that. Listen, we've got to go to a break. When we come back, got a lot of stuff to cover in a short period of time, but I'm so excited to have in the studio Sister Edna Lonergan of St. Anne's Center for Integrational Care. We'll be right back.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. President Biden in Europe. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze with him in London.
President Biden kicking off a 3-country trip to Europe, meeting with UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, as he seeks to shore up support for Ukraine ahead of a critical NATO summit. The president also set to meet with King Charles for the first time since the monarch was crowned in May, a symbolic visit to build their personal relationship and highlight the fight against climate change.
Philadelphia authorities investigating the 4th of July holiday shootings that left 5 people dead now say the gunman killed one of the victims almost 2 full days before the mass shooting, for which police still have not revealed a motive. Heavy rain spawning extreme flooding in New York's Hudson Valley, killing at least one person, a woman who drowned after being swept away trying to evacuate her home. This is ABC News.
For the talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. There may be a change in your morning commute today. Those who take the Ray-Nitschke Bridge will have to deal with the bridge being closed today for maintenance. According to a statement from the Public Works Department, the bridge will be closed from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. today. Homes and businesses will still be accessible. A Fond du Lac child is fighting for life after falling into a bonfire. According to Fond du Lac Fire Rescue, the incident happened Saturday night around 10 p.m. on Vermont Street. The child was taken to a local hospital, then airlifted to Madison by helicopter. No other details are available at this time. The Seymour Police Department is asking for your help in finding a man who totaled a fence at the Outagamie County Fairgrounds. The incident happened Saturday, July 8th, when a driver drove his pickup truck over a fence, causing severe damage. Authorities are asking those with information to please contact the Seymour Police Department.
Ichwaba, WGBW 97.9 News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flint Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You can join us at 844-967-2789, text us at that same number. I'm joined by Sister Edna Lonergan, and she, again, is the founder of St. Anne's Center for Integrational Care. And so let's There was something you wanted to discuss before we went a little further.
Well, I would like to tell you about the Replication Summit. You know, I would love to start many of these intergenerational daycare, but I think it's better if I can help others get them started. And so we have invited some very fine speakers who have helped me get the original one started and the one that that we built after that. And so that we're going to have like Kay Weinberg, who is an excellent activity person. We're going to have Tim Sullivan, who can help you organize a capital campaign. We're going to have the architect that built the first one and helped me design it, Tyke McInerney. So there's going to be many, many wonderful and exciting speakers that will help, if you should so desire, to build an intergenerational daycare.
So this is going to take place October 19th and 20th this year. It's going to be located at your facility on North Avenue?
Correct. And we'll also take in the South Campus as well, because both designs are important.
And so in order to register, you would register, what is the process for registering?
Well, you can call St. Ann Center for Intergenerational Care. And you need to, you can ask the front desk to take you to the marketing department, and you can talk about, you know, your desire to join the summit.
So you can call Chris at 414-369-9024. Or email at CFABBRI at STANNcenters.org. Now, there's also a gala, your 19th annual gala, that is going to be taking place August 11th, 2023 at 5:30. It's going to be at the Wisconsin Club. Let's get together for an evening that will change the lives of generations. The entertainment for the night will be Cigarette Break. And you said that's a really lively band.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
That you guys just had. You guys built this great stage.
Yes, we decided to build a big stage because we want to have a lot of performers, particularly from the art of the Native American culture. And so that's why we have the Cigarette Break. But we also have a lot of other performers too, like from the Milwaukee Symphony and so forth. And so it's all free, and it's a big stage, so we can accommodate big performers.
Not only is it a big stage, it's a very beautiful stage. I took a look at it the other day. But before we get there, dinner will be by the Wisconsin Club at St. Edna's Art and Jewel, silent and live auctions, raffles and wine pour, valet parking, cocktail attire. Seating is limited. You must RSVP by July 30th and complete the included card. Or go online to stanncenter.org gala. Now, let's talk about replicating the center, the centers, because what you have in this facility, let's talk a little bit about what's in this beautiful facility that you have over on North Avenue.
Okay, we'll do the North Avenue one. As you walk through the door, you don't want to walk into a clinic or something that looks so medicinal. You want to walk through something that's warm and friendly and exciting and inviting. So we had a picnic for the neighborhood, and we had a survey in this picnic, and we asked them, what kind of motif would you like? Would you like it to be modern? Would you like it to be very, you know, something that would be more indicative of the culture we see here? That would be African American. And would you like it to be very Southern? But they unanimously said African American, because that's the culture that's evident in that area. So we did. I brought back a lot of artifacts from Cameroon. I have been there 6 times. So I had a good chance to take a good look at the environment. And there's this beautiful red clay of the earth. And so we picked up on that for the flooring. We have a beautiful cloth that we made into canopies. And so they're fishermen, so we have a lot of artifacts of the fishermen. So when you walk in, you're seeing something that you're familiar with. So help you feel at home right away. Also, we're trying to help business get started, but business is saying we can't move in because it's not safe. And I said, well, we've got some space at St. Anne's. So in the front door, on the left, you have some woman who has made beautiful African attire. They're just gorgeous for children, for adults, for men and women, both. And then on the other side is a woman that she will make any kind of tea bags for you. You can take herbs, and if you're feeling, you know, uncomfortable or scared or frightened or whatever, she would give you the herbs that you can put in your tea, and she will do that, put it in your tea bag and sell it to you very, very reasonably.
So there's
the front.
But I think it's important for people to know that this land, this area that you place the spectacular facility, is one of the poorest areas in the entire state of Wisconsin.
Right, right.
The people who live in this area comprise the forgotten people, and people who, like anyone else, just want to live their lives in peace, but they struggle economically. Why did you put it there, where the land, probably the cheapest land anywhere in the state, because this land has been, the houses that used to be there have long since been torn down and all of those things. Why did you put it there?
Well, what would Francis do? Francis would take a look at Wisconsin, and he would see, where is the greatest need? Where are the people most poor? And this is the poorest area of the state. And nobody wanted to touch it because it's very contaminated soil. We had to dig down for at least 4 feet or so to get rid of the toxicity that was so evident from people who, you know, buried gas tanks, or even homes were buried. And there was at one point they wanted to build a freeway in that area. So, and then they decided against it. Well, by that time they had buried homes and a lot of toxicity from those homes. So we had to dig for a long time. We spent several million just to clean up the soil.
So I remember, because I'm a lifelong resident, I remember that area. And when you talk about the toxicity of that area, homes were on top of that. Mm-hmm. People lived there. Mm-hmm. And maybe didn't know of the toxicity of where they lived. And the fact that you had to dig down to get rid of that soil that was poisoned while people were living on top of that. Mm-hmm. And you chose to, in spite of that area. And you were pretty steadfast because you got it done.
But that's where we belong. The Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi serve the underserved. They go into poorest areas and build what's needed. That's something we've has always been a part of our history. We were the first ones to teach children with Down syndrome how to read. You know, nobody ever cared. And so that's what I would need to do in order to build. I would need to find the poorest area.
The reason that I am so enamored with what you've done, having seen parts of this, is, as I said to you, my wife and I took in a 100% disabled child over 20 years ago who requires 24-hour care. He'll be 22 later this month. He still requires 24-hour care, and he's going to be a part of your daycare.
Good.
And so when I saw the place and the facility, I was just – my wife saw it initially and took him there, and he's a very, you know, special kind of person, as all people are, and special needs children. And so he feels comfortable. Special needs people feel comfortable around other special needs people.
Yes, that's true.
And they don't get a chance to be around enough people like themselves. And you've made that possible to really improve the lives of these special people. You know, we call them special needs people, but they're really special people, right? The creator himself.
Uh-huh. And children grow up feeling very comfortable around people who are different, especially if they're in a wheelchair. They love those wheelchair rides, you know, and so forth. But there's just something magical about putting the children and the adults together. They have so much to give.
They really both need each other. And so, listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. I'm so excited to have in the studio the founder of St. Anne's Centers, Sister Edna Lunigan. You can join us at 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 90. Southwest winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tonight, lows dip down to about 64. Cloudy skies. A blend of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, chance for scattered storms. Daytime highs approaching 77. Low 70s Wednesday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Warmer Thursday with highs in the upper 70s and storms. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 79.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
And soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you have to do is call, and I'll be there. You got a friend.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, as always.
Good to know
you can join
you
us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Sister Edna Lonergan, and she is the founder of St. Anne's Center for Integrational Care. You know, Sister, you are. Let's talk about some of the things that, you offer in the way of services.
Okay. It's very comprehensive. So we have child care on one side of the building and adults on the other side of the building. And in the middle of the building, there's a beautiful park. And that's where the children and the adults play together. And they have bingo together and a lot of games that both are familiar with and enjoy one another. They have karaoke together, and it's really cute listening to the children sing and the adults make an attempt and whatnot. And so they have a lot of fun. And then on the east side of the park, there is a movie house and a library. There's a beauty salon. There's a beautiful pool. And African-American children on that side, at least, they don't know how to swim. They don't go down to the lake.
It's true.
You know, so they have that. We teach them how to swim, and we also teach them competitive swimming. Then there is upstairs, there is the dental office, and we put in a dental lab because one of the mothers had to take her child all the way to Michigan just to get her child's teeth cleaned. I mean, that's not right. So we have 5 dentists, and they do a wonderful job.
Wow.
Taking care of children and adults of all ages with their teeth. And then we have an overnight respite, which I talked about. We have a health department. We have a special unit for people with severe dementia, which has a walk-around area that's in. It's sort of like yesteryears. It, you know, so they have a treadle sewing machine and a furniture and refrigerator that's from the 50s. And so everything that they're familiar with is in that walk area. Then they have, they have a play garden. And they can go out and enjoy this play garden. It has four houses. And the houses were built for the children and for the adults to teach them. So we have a house that's like the dragon house. And, if you think about the dragon, they're very tenacious. And that's something many of our children in that area need to learn, that they can hold on to their dreams.
So I'm trying to get the listening audience to understand how huge a place this is.
Yes. Uh-huh.
This is, I don't know, the acreage of what you've built there, but clearly there, if you even thought about expanding anymore, there's clearly room, but the expansion of what you've built is just tremendous.
Yeah. We have 42 garden beds, and the children have a curriculum whereby they learn how to grow vegetables starting at age 3. We start them young. And so they you'll see them baking and picking beans, and we don't leave anything out.
So why I'm so enamored with what you've done, and it's because you realize the humanity of people. We live in a society that the humanity of people is subjugated to the back burner of things. Not when they come to St. Anne's. The people have value. Their lives have value.
You know, that band shell was not necessarily built to have people come in and entertain. It is used for that and very, very, very well. But it's really built for the children to be able to get up on the stage and feel comfortable with themselves and entertain. And it really works. I mean, we had an 8-year-old that got up and sang a Whitney Houston song, No Greater Love, and belted it out. And everyone, who is not a dry-eyed person in the crowd, I believe.
You know, Sister Lonergan, I hate that we've come to the end of today. But it's not the end of you and I and our conversations on the Earl Ingram Show. So I'm going to bring you back, and we're going to talk about more about what it is you've envisioned and brought into reality, because we need more of that. If we could have more people replicate what you've created, it's a much better world, a much better place. And so I want to thank you for accepting my invitation. I plan on spending more time around you and St. Anne's and spreading this wonderful, wonderful story.
Thank you, Earl.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure being here.
The pleasure's all mine. Listen, we've got to go. Thank you very much. Thank everybody who made the show happen. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo! Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green